Welcome to the Roof Coating Contractor Podcast, where ambitious entrepreneurs discover how to launch and grow a profitable commercial roof coating business. Whether starting up or ready to scale, you'll hear proven strategies and insider secrets to succeed in the booming commercial roofing market.
I know you had said something about a roof yesterday. You had a couple crews out and about. How's that project going?
Oh, it's going good. It's dry. It's just, that one in particular is like five different roofs for one building owner, the same owner. We spray foamed all of them. It's a total of about 22,000 feet, I think. And we spray foamed all of them and base coated them so they're dried in. And then we got probably a third of that one top coated. And so we're just hoping for some nice weather to finish top coating.
And you got your fingers crossed, hoping for warm weather.
Yep.
That is risky business in Pennsylvania this time of year.
Yeah. But we got it dried in. We told Mr. Building Owner, like, we'll do everything we can to get him tucked in for the winter. And we got his leak stopped. So that's the biggest thing. So hopefully we can finish top coating that. But if not, we'll have to clean it in the springtime and spray some top coat.
We're going to jump into the call. And then at the end of the call, share an announcement, something Elias has been working on, had on his mind and heart this summer. 2 years ago, I had some time between Christmas and New Year. And a lot of times I'll spend that week thinking, planning, and figuring out what is going to be the priority for that next year. And so often, especially because I do websites, build websites for contractors, work with a lot of contractors, I see guys that spend a lot of time on the small things getting ready. They spend time getting ready, getting ready, getting ready. And yep. Maybe they're ordering business cards. Elias, I'm sure you've seen this too. And they're not out there meeting people, knocking doors, and actually making sales. And so I was like, what can we do right now to set up all the guys on this call, to set up the contractors for a really, really solid 2026? The economy could be shaky. There's some information on that out. I'm sure you can find it if you look for it, but the economy could be shaky next year. It could also be a pretty good year. Regardless of the economy, how can you set up your business? What can you do right now over the next week, 2-3 weeks to set up yourself for a really, really good 2026? I had came across a note last night, actually. I don't know if Facebook was eavesdropping or not, but came across this post of someone I don't follow. And he said, today, 1,737 businesses in America closed their doors for the very last time. Yesterday, 1,700 businesses. And he went on to say, I hope that while you worked today, you prioritized revenue. We're going to talk about what I think is the three main things to focus on over this next year and to prioritize. But he said, revenue. He said, I hope you closed a sale and collected payment. Because with all that planning, prepping, talking, writing, scrolling, texting, and perfecting, your business was waiting for revenue. And it can't wait long. Imagine that. About 2,000 businesses close per day because a lot of times it's because they don't have that revenue. And so I believe the main thing, the number one thing for a business to survive and thrive is revenue. And I'd like to share my screen one more time here. So a couple of years ago, I actually went through the book called Fix This Next. And it literally takes you step by step and sets up a foundation and tells you what you should work on next. In Mike McCallowick's book, Fix This Next, he says, sales is the foundation. Sales is the foundation because without sales, without revenue, without profit, your company cannot survive, cannot thrive. Your family suffers, your community suffers, a lot of other people suffer. And he said, in sales, of course, there's prospect attraction, there's the conversion, there's delivering on your commitments, there's collection, getting money in the bank. But he put sales as a foundation. I was like, wow, that's interesting. And so it just tells me again that sales is very important. So that's the first point I have. And we have two others, but the first one is profit. You need profit in your business. So throughout this next couple of weeks and into 2026, sales is the number one focus. Any thoughts on that, Elias?
That is literally the engine that runs everything. Like if you take sales away, everything is going to go away. The number one reason that 1,700 businesses closed their door yesterday is because they were not doing sales. They weren't selling something. They weren't getting people inside the door. They weren't letting people know I'm in business. The vast majority of those businesses that closed up, it was due to them not promoting their business enough. Because I guarantee you, there's 100 different industries. If you look at, you know, those 1,700 businesses that close the door, there's 100 different industries, but every one of those industries is going to have people that became millionaires doing what those people were trying to do, but they ended up closing the doors. And so number one, maybe they weren't learning. Maybe they weren't changing some things up. Maybe they weren't growing. But I guarantee you, every one of those people, if they didn't had a lot of sales, they would not have closed the door. You can actually be really sloppy on a lot of things if you have a lot of sales. And I'm not saying be sloppy on those things, but, you know, getting all the fundamentals down, all your accounting and all your, you know, making sure all your I's are dotted and your, you know, T's are crossed and making sure all, and it's important to do those things. But if you take sales away, like none of that matters. And so, you know, we talk about the bottlenecks. You'll figure some of those things out as you go up that pyramid. You'll hit bottlenecks. But for most of the guys in our team, their number one issue is not being in front of enough people, not pitching enough or not letting people know I'm in business enough. And so, yeah, sales is absolutely the engine that literally runs the foundation. Like that is the foundation. That's the engine for sure. And then profit, like profit is like, man, if you're not turning a profit, you need to be bidding your jobs higher. You know, if you're not, if you're like, man, I don't know, man, if I bid my jobs higher, I wouldn't get them. Well, maybe you need to understand people better. There's some fundamentals that might be missing there. And we're going to talk about people for a little bit here. That's why we're in business is profit. And so don't be scared to make money. You have to make money.
I used to have a Carhartt store. I sold work shoes and boots and clothing, outdoor gear. And that was back in the early 2000s. We had a lot of oil wells going in this area. And sales was slow the first couple of years. I remember I opened this store, and it was nothing fancy, but I opened the store in July. July is the worst time to sell winter clothing. And I was like, well, it's open. I got the ads running. Why is nobody showing up? And it was real slow that first year. Then, of course, Black Friday hit. I was with family over that time, had someone watching the store. They called me like, what are we supposed to do? We're running out of stuff. Literally, probably about cleaned out of the store that day. And then it went on to grow. And then with the oil coming through, a lot of workers needed gear. And we ended up having pretty good years through 2007, but we needed sales. That's one thing I've learned, especially back then, was I had this business. We were doing some revenue, making a little bit of money, but man, it was tough because we didn't have the volume that we needed. So that's a key focus. What can you do right now? What do you need to tighten up in your company going into 2026? So you have revenue and you have profit. The second one, I believe, is people. Mm-hmm. And this can be family. It can be the people closest to you that you want to serve, that you want to protect, that you want to provide for. But people can also be mentors. It can be leaders. It can be people that you learn from, that you want to take an example from. Maybe they're successful and you want to also have success, so you follow their path. People can also be vendors, suppliers, partners. Who do you need to call today, this week, for website, for mailers for next year, for your advertising? Whatever it is, have real strong relationships with the people that will help you thrive and make a difference in your business. So that's my second point, would be people. And there's a lot of other things we could cover in there. Actually, one of the things would be understanding how to connect to people, how to relate to people. And I think Elias probably has a lot to say on that since he's writing the book about it.
If it wasn't for people, you know, nobody would have a business. You know, that's why if you have a restaurant, people are going to come in and eat your food. And if you're going to have a restaurant, people are going to come and they're going to have to wait tables for you. And like, it's no different than a roofing company. Like you're going to find people that have needs and you're going to fill the need. And that's your customer. And so you have that on the people side, but then you have the people in your own company on the people side. Like everything is people oriented. We're not talking about tasks. If it was just about doing a good roof, there would be a lot more roofers way more successful. What makes the difference between one person having a, you know, a $5 million company and the next person struggling to sell $200,000, and it's all on the people side? There's not a shortage of roofs that need done, and there's not a shortage of customers if you get out there and you talk to people. But you might look at your competitor and go, man, like, why is he selling so much? And it just seems like he's just, like, when he goes and he just gets lucky, he gets all these good leads. And it's because you understand the people side. You understand how to relate to people. If you have a business, you need to understand people better than you understand anything else. And it really starts with understanding ourselves, so we can start, you know, playing in our strong points and understanding some of the things that we're missing and delegating some of those things. I have a buddy that... I want to take a moment and invite you. It's in Niles, Ohio. It's going to be December the 10th. It really is about leadership. It's about growing as a person. It's about becoming a better business person, a better leader, and it spills into family. Actually, family is a more important part than business, because you can get it right in the business, but if you don't get it right in the family, they ain't going to work in the business anyway. I want to invite you to that event. It's going to be a day full of learning, and it's going to be a day full of fun. We used to do this event and always kept it to just the people in our team. And now we're going to start doing them again, but we're going to open it up to anybody that wants to attend. So if you have a business, it'd be a great event for you to attend, because you're going to learn how to work with people better. But honestly, if you're married, you should be at this event, because it'll help you understand your spouse better. And it's going to be a great day. I'd love to see you guys December the 10th.
Get all the details and get your tickets at smarterroofer.com/bold. That's smarterroofer.com/BOLD.
He's a good friend of mine. For a lot of years, he honestly kind of criticized this whole people thing. Like, I'd talk about the personality types, and he'd be like, ah, that's just dumb. Like, you don't need to know that stuff to have a business. But literally for 20 years, this guy would, like, struggle to keep employees. And he just, like... He'd call me and he'd be frustrated. Dude, so I can't tell you how often a good guy walked out. Like, dude, I finally got the guy trained in. It took me 2 years, and then the guy left. And he'd do everything to try. And he's a nice guy. Like, my friend's a really nice guy. But he tried to treat his people the way he wanted to be treated. And he didn't understand that different personality types of people need to be treated different. And maybe instead of treating him like he wanted to be treated, maybe that guy needed a pat on the back. Instead of a huge bonus, instead of a $5,000 bonus, give the, you know, that's all fine and dandy. Nobody's going to turn down a $5,000 bonus. But I remember one guy that walked out, and I know that guy's personality because I know the guy as well. All he would have had to do is walk up to the guy and once a week and say, dude, like, I could not do this without you. That guy would have never left, and he'd have been extremely loyal. But it's differences in personalities. You know, one personality type is motivated by something, the next one's not. And understanding the differences in personalities, when you're looking at roofs for building owners, it's the same way. There's a code to it. There really is a code to it. It's not, oh, I hope I get lucky. And that's why some people get lucky over and over and over and over again. It's because they understand the people side really, really well. You have to internalize the people side. And we're going to do a bunch of trainings around this in an upcoming event. I'm super excited. I'm going to roll out. Can I talk about this, Owen?
Let's cover this one last point. That's okay, real important. And we'll talk all about it. I totally agree. See, the sales, the revenue is like the foundation for your business, but the people kind of unlocks that whole thing. And yeah. I know, Elias, you guys experienced that in your own roofing company after attending an event where your sales just all of a sudden, it totally unlocked a lot of things there. So definitely something to work on for 2026. Again, we're asking, what can we do for a powerful 2026? And I believe having people in place, understanding people, having strong connections is going to be a key. And the last one I have, because I want to, like, what are the three most vital ones, is purpose. Why do you get out of bed in the morning? Why do you do what you do? Why do you go out and sell? Why do you have connections with people? Why? Why? And it might be a question where you have a surface level answer, but then ask yourself, but why? Okay, maybe for this reason. And then ask again, but why? And we've gone through this in meetings before. Maybe it's travel. Maybe it's family. spending time with grandkids, doing things for them. Maybe it's serving. Maybe it's a mission or a ministry like Ernest and Lori. They have a huge roofing business, very successful, but they also serve. They've drilled lots of water wells in very remote parts of Africa, and they bring the gospel in there too, to give people a chance, to give people hope. And that drives everything they do. Like this ministry, it's amazing. Laverne Zook, they had something local for their young people in the community. And it was because of their roofing business that they could do this. And so I believe that's another very important thing is, why do you do what you do? Figure out what is a purpose, what is going to be the driving purpose for 2026, and then let that inspire you to get out. Let that inspire you to get through when the roof job doesn't go right. That'll pull you on through. Let's go back to summer. You told me you had something on your mind this summer. Tell me about that.
Well, we used to do an event called Leader Minded last January sometime. Actually, it was at the director dinner. It just hit me. I'm like, I literally got my phone out and I texted you right there. And I said, hey, we're going to do a leadership event again. We're going to start doing a leadership event again, because I think it's really, really important. And there's three things that it just clicked. And I know for me, when that happens, like, I got to act on it, because it's sometimes it's just God tapping me on the shoulder saying, hey, you need to do this. And if I don't do it, it's like a year or two can go by. That's why I feel like I pulled my phone out that night and I send you a text and just let's commit to doing this leadership event, starting a leadership event again. I feel like there's a couple subjects that is really, really important, not just in business, but in life. And one of those is body. We're not talking a lot about it. There's a few guys maybe doing leadership events that are talking about the importance of what we're eating and the importance of what you put in your body directly impacts how you feel. And so we're going to talk about some of those things, especially there's a lot of roofers in our team that were just like me when we started. We're 22 years old, and now I'm almost 40 years old. And so these are, I think, are subjects that are just important to talk about. And so we're going to talk about some of these. And then mind comes into the people side. It comes into personality types. It comes into understanding people. It comes into personal development. And then we're going to close out on what I think is the most important subject above everything else. I'm super excited for this event. I think it's going to be an amazing day. I'm rewriting some curriculum on the personality type stuff. I think we're going to teach it in a way maybe it's not really ever been taught before. I've never heard it taught like this, but it makes sense. I've internalized this stuff for the last 12, 15 years, and it changed everything we've done in business. Like it transformed the relationships that we have today. And I look back and I'm like, those first 3 years, we really struggled to even sell jobs. But when we understood the people side of things, it's not even a comparison. Like, it blows my mind. I was in a room of business people recently and we got to talking about the personality type thing. I was surprised how many people had never done a test on themselves. Or there was actually a fair amount of people that had never heard about the four different personality types and then how they work together. I'm just super excited about this event we're doing. I think if you have a business, you should attend it. But I also think what you're going to get from this isn't just business advice. It's all relationship advice. Like, you're not going to turn it on in your business and turn it off in your home. It's understanding your spouse better. It literally could be a marriage seminar, but we're focusing on it as, you know, in business. But relationships are relationships, whether they're at home or whether they're out in your business.
December 10th. Youngstown, Ohio, just outside of Youngstown. It's going to be a one-day leadership seminar. I'm calling it Leadership Essentials because it really is covering all the bases, the essentials for leadership in business, in family, in community. How can we attend this event and then go home and be very bold in 2026? Nothing replaces being in the room. I remember back in 2012 when we attended one of our first leadership events, Elias, and a bunch from the team were there. The Raber twins, Simon Lee, the Livesays, were all in that room. And I think the success since then, over the last, 14, 15 years, I'd say probably 70, 80% has come from that event, because of that event. You know, there's a lot of people on the call today and watching this in the replay that are here in the business because of what was learned at that event. Mm-hmm. And here we're trying to bring something local, something very specific to what we're doing in roofing and in team building, just setting everyone up for a super, super 2026. So that's the plan.
I'm super excited about that event coming up. And I think it's going to be an opportunity for people to really grow and to understand themselves better and understand the people in their teams better. And if it can make a difference, you know, if it can make a difference on how you relate to somebody, like that's going to make the difference whether that person's going to stay in your team or not, just by understanding that personality type better. It's going to be an awesome day. I know that. It's going to be an awesome. We're going to have a lot of fun too. So, you know me, it's important to have fun.
That's for sure. And I'll try and keep it streamlined and organized. There you go. And it's going to be great for spouses and youth as well. We have extremely special price for spouse and youth tickets. So we'd like to have families there if you can get your family there. Very important. I was a couple of weeks ago, I was like, where's is an event that I could take my sons to, have them around the people that are into leadership, into growth, into living truth? Where's an event? I was like, you know what? Why don't we open this and really make it friendly for young people? Because they need this type of influence. And I'm seeing that very importantly, especially having teenagers myself. So it's going to be a great event. Look forward to seeing everyone there.
I want to take a moment and invite you. It's in Niles, Ohio. It's going to be December the 10th. It really is about leadership. It's about growing as a person. It's about becoming a better business person, a better leader, and it spills into family. Actually, family is a more important part than business because you can get it right in the business, but if you don't get it right in the family, it ain't going to work in the business anyway. I want to invite you to that event. It's going to be a day full of learning, and it's going to be a day full of fun. We used to do this event and always kept it to just the people in our team. And now we're going to start doing them again, but we're going to open it up to anybody that wants to attend. So if you have a business, it'd be a great event for you to attend because you're going to learn how to work with people better. But honestly, if you're married, you should be at this event because it'll help you understand your spouse better. And it's going to be a great day. We'd love to see you guys December the 10th.
Get all the details and get your tickets at smarterroofer.com/bold. That's smarterroofer.com/BOLD.